The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice the splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Brother, let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? You hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your eye first. Then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its own fruit. For people do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person, out of the store of goodness in his heart, produces good. But an evil person, out of the store of evil, produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Last Sunday, in one of the more challenging parts of Jesus' teaching, he tells us to love our enemies, to pray for those who harm us, to even endure their persecution, and to love them as God loves us. The example that I used was the quote from Lou Holtz that it's not necessarily about trying to get to the perfection of that, but starting with what we can do today. I can't do everything, but I can do something. Which I can do, I ought to do, and what I ought to do, by the grace of God, I will do. But as a football coach, Lou Holtz didn't want his players to focus on what the goal was at the end of the year, but instead of saying, "What can I do today to try to achieve that goal? What can I do at the beginning of the year? I can't win the national championship on the first practice in August, but that doesn't mean the first practice in August isn't important. I need to have the best first practice I can so that as we build on that, we can achieve greater goals." I think that's what Jesus was doing for us last week and as he continues in today's gospel. That we hear his teaching and it can be quite stark, and I think it is challenging and meant to be challenging, but it's not to seem like something that is impossible. Instead, he wants us to see the ways that we can start to do it right now. We maybe can't do everything, but we can do something. And that which we ought to do, we can do and will do with the grace of God our Father. So what is it that Jesus is encouraging us to do in today's gospel? I think when we hear this familiar saying that there's this large wooden beam, the image is quite ridiculous, really, I think intentionally by Jesus. He's saying there's like a log or like a 2x4 stuck in your eye. It's almost physically impossible to actually do. But his point is there's something big in your eye and you're worried about this little splinter in your brother's eye. And I think we hear that and we might assume that Jesus is saying, well, I should assume my problems are just worse than everybody else's, that mine are bigger than whoever's around me. I don't think that's quite the point that Jesus is trying to make. I don't think he wants us to walk into every room and just go, well, I'm probably the worst sinner and the worst person here, so I should just worry about my problems instead of anybody else's. I think like last Sunday's gospel, he wants us to look and see how we can work on ourselves first. How can I actually remove that wooden beam from my eye? The thing that I'm aware of that's affecting me seriously, but might seem like it's going to take a lot of work and maybe a lot more time than taking care of the splinter in my brother's eye. But if I start working on that problem that I have, I'll actually be better off for it. I'll be able to see better literally with my eyes. But I think Jesus is wanting to take us a little bit deeper. That as a good teacher or like a good coach, he knows that if we understand how hard it is to remove that wooden beam from our own eye, we actually have a lot more empathy and understanding for removing the splinter in our brother's eye. That without doing that hard work of getting rid of our own attachments and our own sinfulness and weakness, It can be very easy to look at somebody else and splinter and just say, hey, just come over here. It's really easy for me to get this splinter out. I've dealt with something similar for a long time, and it was super easy for me. But if we take the time to actually work on ourselves and remove the beam from our own eye, it should make us better able to remove the splinter from our brother's eye. But I think it also helps us to sympathize and see that it might not be as simple and easy as it looks to us. That thing that looks like a splinter to us might seem like a log to them. And it might take a lot more than just a simple fix from us or a simple suggestion for them to get rid of that splinter. But if we've done the hard work on ourselves, we're much more likely to be understanding of that struggle. Much more likely to be empathetic and maybe be able to help them on their way towards Christ. It actually makes me think of some teachers that I've had throughout my time in high school, but especially in college and in seminary. Many of them were great and brilliant people, but frankly, not very good teachers. They wrote beautifully. They understood the subject matter incredibly well. But if you had any questions, they just kind of looked at you like, I don't know how else to explain it to you. This is how I understand it. Why don't you understand it? And I would go, I don't know. I guess because I'm dumb. I don't know. Right? Sometimes those that are most capable and most intellectually capable are, it's hard for them to sympathize or understand when somebody struggles. It's hard for them to be able to teach you because they just know, this is how I understand it. You should be able to understand it that way as well. But I think some of the best teachers are those that had to struggle to learn, that had to look at things from many perspectives, try different ways of learning something, so that when one way doesn't work for a student, they can say, hey, let's try it this way. Let's look at it from this perspective or that perspective so that they can learn it better. Similar to how sometimes the best athletes are not the best coaches. But I think if I went and asked LeBron James for some basketball advice, he might say, well, start off by being 6'8 and 250 pounds and be able to dunk a basketball. And I would say, well, I'm striking out on all those, man. I don't think I have a chance. Right? That because he's so capable and just physically able to do things, it might be hard for him to teach me how to play basketball like he does. But for somebody that had to struggle, that had to adapt and learn a different way to do things because they didn't have those physical gifts, might actually be able to empathize better. Might actually be able to coach me better because they had to work through those things themselves. Analogously, I think that's what Jesus is encouraging us as his disciples to do. To, yes, notice the problems and the logs in our own eyes, not just because they're bigger problems or causing bigger issues than other people's problems, but because if we do the hard work of removing them, we can actually empathize with the struggles that others have. That even if we minimize their struggles or their weaknesses, we won't come up and just say, oh, this is really easy. Let me just take that out from you. But we'll be able to walk with them, even if it takes them months and years to get rid of that splinter. Because we'll know that the work that we did for ourselves might have taken that long as well. I think that's a great lesson as we begin to look forward to the season of Lent. That on Wednesday we begin that holy day, that holy season when we go out into the desert, into the wilderness with Jesus. We take on practices of discipline and prayer and fasting so that we can align ourselves with God and so that we can turn away from sin and evil. To use the words of Jesus in today's gospel, to take the beam out of our own eye. And whatever is keeping us from clearly seeing God's will for our lives, we can actually get rid of it. If we use this image that Jesus shows us, I think it's okay if it takes us more than a week to get rid of that problem. That if we have to persevere through that season of Lent to really do the hard work of removing our faults, it's not a bad thing. It's not saying something is absent from us or that we're not as capable as others in the Christian life. Instead, it helps us to know that we can remove those things, that there is hope for us to grow in holiness. But it also should give us the empathy to help others. To know that in their struggles, it might not go away in a day or a week or even a few months. But we can endure with them and help them to see how to follow Christ nonetheless. Brothers and sisters, let us pray in this Holy Mass that we can prepare well for that season of Lent. That whatever practices of discipline and prayer we add to our lives, will be ones that help us to remove those things that are in our eye, that are preventing us from seeing the will of Almighty God. And by doing that hard work of removing those sins and habits, then we can better love our neighbor. We can certainly be good teachers and coaches to help them remove the splinter in their own eye, but also to have the patience and goodness to know that it may not be easy for them. Even if it takes a long time for them to be converted, we can walk alongside them, giving them the help and support that they need as disciples of Christ. Let's pray that this Lenten season can be fruitful for us in that way, so that we can imitate Christ, our teacher. Christ, the one that understands our weaknesses and takes them upon himself on the cross. That by removing the faults in our own eyes, we can clearly see God's will and his goodness each and every day of our life.